Done a Gal County Council is going to advertise it now again. There's going to be a 10-year programme put in place where it will be reviewed after 3 years. First of all, then secondly, after another 3 years, and then after 2 years, and another 2 years after that. So very, very happy with the news we got here today. That's going to be a 10-year rolling programme for the ferry service, and hopefully the operator will be able to get assurances that it is there now for 10 years, and he will be able to hopefully build on it and maybe extend the period that he runs the ferry service for as well.
Are you confident that there will be interest in this, there will be applications, and that the current or other alternative operators will take this on board?
Without a doubt. The current operator is very happy with the previous 4-year contract that he had, and he says that he will be intending to put on for it again. So we're guaranteed of at least one interested party in it, and I'm quite sure that other operators out there will see when that operator is so interested again that obviously there's potential in it, and maybe they will come on board as well.
One of the issues was that there was uncertainty from year to year. You were saying maybe the most important thing to come out of this is certainty, is a long-term view.
Certainly. Once you have the certainty there for people using it and for the operator themselves, both know that it's going to be running for a number of years. The only uncertainty is there as far as the dredging is concerned, and I've asked here at the council today that the dredging takes place earlier in the year to allow for the extended period for the ferry to be running for. So I'm hoping that the dredging will be done before the beginning of April, and we'll be looking at maybe an Easter ferry from this year on.